Ever sat through a meeting or class where your mind wandered to grocery lists or weekend plans while the presenter droned on? You're not alone. The tragedy of modern learning environments is that they often leave our most brilliant capabilities untapped. Vicki Halsey's Brilliance by Design offers a revolutionary approach to this problem, one that has transformed organizations from Microsoft to Nike. Drawing from 35 years of teaching experience and brain research, Halsey presents a system that doesn't just inform, it transforms. This isn't merely another teaching methodology, it's a paradigm shift that has caught the attention of educational innovators and corporate trainers alike. When Oprah featured the book on her Super Soul Sunday reading list, she highlighted its core premise. Brilliance isn't random. It emerges from carefully orchestrated experiences where learners actively engage with content rather than passively receiving it. In a world where 80% of workers believe training is crucial yet often find it disappointing, Halsey's approach offers something different, a way to unlock the extraordinary potential residing in every learner. The Brilliance Learning System represents a radical departure from traditional teaching methods. Rather than the standard sit-and-get approach, where learners passively absorb information, Halsey introduces a woo-and-do framework that actively engages participants in their own learning journey. This innovative system transforms the conventional teacher-centered model into a dynamic, participatory experience through three interconnected components that work in harmony to create lasting behavioral change. The first component focuses on people, both learners and teachers. Recognizing that learning is fundamentally a relationship-driven process, Halsey emphasizes that effective learning emerges from the synergistic connection between those teaching and those being taught. Like renowned glass sculptor Dale Chihuly, who brings together teams of artists with complementary skills to create spectacular works, successful teaching depends on the combined talents, experiences, and perspectives of everyone involved. The relationship between teacher and learner creates a foundation of trust and mutual respect that enables vulnerability, experimentation, and growth. This human connection isn't just important, it's the cornerstone upon which all meaningful learning is built. The second component addresses content, the ideas, concepts, and information being taught. Content must be crafted with extreme clarity, organized into meaningful and memorable models, and presented in ways that connect to learners' existing knowledge frameworks and real-world experiences. When content resonates with learners' daily lives, professional challenges, and personal aspirations, it transforms from abstract information into practical wisdom. This requires careful curation and presentation of material through multiple modalities, visual, auditory, and kinesthetic, to accommodate diverse learning styles. Stories, metaphors, and real-world examples serve as bridges between theoretical concepts and practical application. The third component introduces the Engage Learning Design Model, a comprehensive six-step process that structures the learning experience to maximize engagement, retention, and practical application. This model represents the how of teaching, providing specific strategies, tools, and frameworks that unleash brilliance in any learning context. Each step builds upon the previous one, creating a seamless flow from initial engagement through mastery and implementation. The model incorporates proven adult learning principles, neuroscience insights, and behavioral psychology to create optimal conditions for learning and growth. What makes this system truly revolutionary is its continuous dynamic flow: connect, inspire, engage. This powerful trio catalyzes the brilliance of both teachers and learners, creating a self-energizing, regenerative process that powers the entire learning experience. The system's flexibility allows it to work effectively in any context, from brief 40-minute meetings to intensive 4-day workshops, whether teaching an individual or addressing thousands, making it remarkably versatile and adaptable to diverse learning environments and objectives. This adaptability ensures that the core principles remain effective while allowing for customization based on specific needs, time constraints, and desired outcomes. At the heart of Halsey's approach lies a fundamental rebalancing of traditional teaching dynamics through what she calls the 70-30 principle. This principle challenges conventional wisdom about how learning environments should function and introduces three critical shifts that transform the learning experience from passive absorption to active engagement. First, learners should do 70% of the talking and only 30% of the listening. This reverses the typical classroom dynamic where teachers dominate the conversation. When learners articulate concepts in their own words, explain ideas to peers, and actively participate in discussions, they develop deeper understanding and stronger retention. This might manifest as peer-to-peer teaching sessions, group problem-solving exercises, or structured debates where students must defend their positions. As Halsey repeatedly emphasizes, the one who is talking is doing the learning. Research shows that verbalization improves information processing and memory formation, with students retaining up to 90% of what they teach to others compared to only 10% of what they read passively. Second, teachers should dedicate 70% of their preparation to how they'll teach learning design and only 30% to what content they'll cover. This shift recognizes that even the most valuable content means nothing if it isn't delivered in ways that capture interest and facilitate understanding. Great teachers don't just master their subject matter, they master the art of helping others understand and apply that subject matter. This includes designing interactive exercises, creating engaging scenarios, developing thought-provoking questions, and planning meaningful group activities. For example, rather than simply presenting historical facts, a teacher might design a role-playing exercise where students embody historical figures and debate period-specific issues. Third, learners should spend 30% of their time acquiring new knowledge and 70% practicing new skills. This ratio acknowledges that true learning requires application, not just comprehension. When learners actively practice applying new concepts in realistic scenarios, they develop the neural pathways necessary for long-term retention and behavior change. This might involve case studies, simulations, hands-on projects, or real-world problem-solving exercises. For instance, in language learning, this means spending less time memorizing vocabulary lists and more time engaging in conversations, writing stories, or creating presentations in the target language. Together, these shifts transform the teacher from sage on the stage to guide on the side, creating an environment where everyone brings their best to the endeavor. The teacher becomes a facilitator who designs meaningful learning experiences, provides strategic guidance, and creates opportunities for authentic practice. This rebalancing creates powerful connections between learners and themselves, between learners and the content, and among the learning community itself. These connections generate the energy that fuels genuine learning and lasting change. Beyond the 70-30 principle, establishing a learner-centered mindset creates a continuous flow of connections that energize the learning experience. These connections operate on multiple levels, each reinforcing the others to create a powerful learning environment. First, teachers must connect learners to themselves by celebrating their capabilities and unique contributions. This means recognizing and valuing each person's existing knowledge, experiences, and strengths. When learners feel seen and appreciated for who they are and what they bring to the learning environment, they become more receptive to new information and more willing to take risks in the learning process. Second, teachers must connect learners to their purpose and sense of community. This involves helping participants understand why the learning matters, not just in abstract terms, but in relation to their specific goals, challenges, and aspirations. When learners see how new knowledge or skills will help them achieve what matters to them personally, their motivation and engagement increase dramatically. Third, teachers must connect learners to the content and its application. This means making abstract concepts concrete through relatable examples, hands-on experiences, and clear connections to real-world situations. When content feels relevant and applicable rather than theoretical and distant, learners engage more deeply and retain information more effectively. These connections create powerful relationships between teacher and learners and within the group itself, forming a paradigm where everyone feels fulfilled. The teacher's energy fuels the learner's energy to embrace content because of its deeper connection to who they are and what they want to achieve. This creates a self-reinforcing cycle where engagement leads to learning, which leads to greater engagement. Importantly, these connections don't happen automatically. They require intentional effort from teachers who truly value their learners. Small gestures like greeting participants personally, remembering their names, starting sessions on time, and respecting their time commitment communicate this value. Most importantly, teachers demonstrate respect by making learning purposeful and meaningful to each learner's specific situation and goals. The Engage model forms the backbone of Halsey's approach, providing a structured framework for designing learning experiences that truly transform participants. This six-step process creates a multidimensional structure that enables deep understanding and helps learners integrate new knowledge into their lives and work. Step 1. Energize learners. The first step focuses on creating powerful first impressions that capture attention and ignite passion. This begins before participants even arrive, through personalized invitations, meaningful pre-work, and clear communication about benefits. Upon arrival, teachers create an engaging environment with music, visuals, and activities that immediately get participants talking and interacting. Rather than starting with lengthy introductions or PowerPoint slides, effective teachers pose thought-provoking questions that activate prior knowledge and stimulate curiosity. This priming the pump approach focuses attention on the value of new information and builds the competence-commitment connection that drives learning into action. Step 2. Navigate content. This step involves structuring and delivering content in ways that maximize understanding and retention. Rather than focusing on what to teach, Navigate content guides how to present material effectively through interaction, clarity, and activities that accommodate multiple learning styles. Effective navigation includes focusing learners on clear targets, helping them experience concepts before labeling them, embedding key ideas through interaction, and providing opportunities to practice new skills. This step also involves teaching to diverse learning styles, visual, auditory, and kinesthetic, and incorporating Howard Gardner's multiple intelligences to ensure all learners can access and process the information. Step 3. Generate meaning. For learning to stick, participants must personally recognize its relevance. This step helps learners articulate compelling reasons to implement their new knowledge by connecting it to their values and goals. Through targeted questions and exercises, teachers facilitate meaning-making that builds commitment and moves learning into long-term memory. When learners connect new skills to personal benefits, like improved productivity, better teamwork, or enhanced relationships, they develop stronger motivation to apply what they've learned. This step addresses the critical "so what" question that determines whether new knowledge will be retained or forgotten. Step 4. Apply to real world. This step moves learners from knowing to doing through realistic practice opportunities. Many teachers skip this critical component, expecting learners to apply concepts after leaving the session, which rarely happens. Effective application involves in-context practice, where participants use new skills in scenarios directly relevant to their work, with opportunities for feedback and refinement. The more realistic this practice, the stronger the neural connections that will support successful independent application later. This step also includes creating action plans and establishing support networks to increase the likelihood of implementation. Step 5. Gauge and celebrate. Assessment in the Engage model isn't about stressful tests, but rather a painless process that reveals to learners how much they've accomplished. These activities embed learning deeper in memory while creating momentum for change. From creative approaches like mind mapping and songwriting to more traditional methods like quizzes and case analyses, these varied assessment techniques allow participants to demonstrate their learning in ways that suit their strengths. The ultimate goal is creating learning experiences that send everyone out feeling brilliant, experiencing that wow moment when they realize how much they've learned. Step 6. Extend learning to action. The learning journey doesn't end when participants leave the classroom. This final step focuses on moving brilliance to action and getting results through follow-up strategies, accountability systems, and ongoing support. Techniques include linking learning to business outcomes, leveraging managerial support, providing coaching, and creating communities of practice where learners can share successes and challenges. This step recognizes that the true measure of learning effectiveness isn't what happens during the session, but what changes afterward in participants' behaviors and results. Everyone has unique learning preferences, not better or worse, just different. Teaching to someone's preferred style makes learning easier, as people naturally gravitate toward activities that align with how they best process information. Understanding these differences allows teachers to create inclusive learning environments that reach all participants. Visual learners thrive with lists, images, written instructions, and neat environments. They benefit from taking notes, previewing materials, and using colored highlighters to create visual cues. For these learners, mind maps, graphic organizers, and visual models are particularly effective teaching tools. When teaching virtually, strong visuals, clear slides, and written instructions in chat boxes help visual learners stay engaged. Auditory learners process information through spoken explanation, enjoy discussing ideas, and learn by listening and sharing. They benefit from quiet environments, audio resources, and opportunities to verbalize concepts. Interactive conversations, group discussions, and opportunities to teach concepts to others serve these learners well. In virtual environments, clear verbal explanations, opportunities to speak, and audio recordings support their learning style. Kinesthetic learners prefer movement and hands-on experiences. They learn by doing, taking notes, manipulating objects, and physically engaging with content. Activities like role plays, simulations, and hands-on projects help these learners grasp and retain information. Even in virtual settings, encouraging movement, standing, stretching, providing manipulative objects to use during sessions, and incorporating interactive elements helps kinesthetic learners stay focused. Beyond these primary learning modalities, Howard Gardner's multiple intelligence theory identifies 9 distinct types of intelligence: intrapersonal, self-reflecting; interpersonal, people smart; verbal linguistic, word lovers; naturalist, nature-oriented; visual spatial, image creators and analyzers; logical mathematical, numbers and analysis; bodily kinesthetic, physically oriented; musical / rhythmic, music oriented; and existential, philosophical thinkers. Effective teaching means determining not how smart people are, but how they are smart. By incorporating activities that tap into various intelligences, teachers ensure that all learners can access and process the information in ways that work for them. This might mean including logical frameworks for analytical thinkers, collaborative activities for interpersonal learners, reflective exercises for intrapersonal learners, and rhythmic elements for musical learners. When working with groups, incorporating all learning styles and multiple intelligences helps achieve greater depth and breadth of learning. The diversity of approaches ensures that every learner has opportunities to engage with the content in ways that resonate with their natural strengths and preferences. The principles of the Brilliance Learning System apply equally to virtual learning environments, though they require adaptation to overcome the unique challenges of digital connection. Virtual teaching demands even greater clarity and nurturing to overcome potential negative associations with online formats and the constant competition for attention from email, social media, and other digital distractions. Success in virtual classrooms begins with exceptional learner care, making participants feel valued and prepared before they even log in. This includes providing clear technical instructions, sending engaging pre-session materials, and creating anticipation through previews or welcome videos. During sessions, maintaining a learner-centered focus means balancing content delivery with connection, interaction, and meaning-making. The key to virtual engagement is interactivity every 2 to 3 minutes. Without consistent opportunities to respond through chat boxes, polls, hand-raising, or breakout rooms, learners will inevitably become distracted and minimize the session window to check email or complete other tasks. Like a great radio talk show, virtual classrooms need bright ideas and aha moments every 5 to 7 minutes to maintain attention and interest. technology offers unique advantages for building community in virtual settings. Unlike physical classrooms where participants answer one at a time, virtual platforms allow all participants to respond simultaneously, providing fascinating insights into group thinking. Polls, chat functions, and collaborative tools create opportunities for engagement that wouldn't be possible in traditional settings. Online communities through internet sites, blogs, or wikis extend the learning experience beyond individual sessions, allowing learners to share experiences, ask questions, and post successes. Applying the engage model to virtual training requires specific adaptations for each step. Energizing virtual learners means generating excitement through every contact, emails, workbook design, and visuals when signing on. Navigating content requires breaking information into smaller chunks than would be necessary in person, with more frequent interaction points. Generating meaning becomes even more critical in virtual settings, where distractions constantly compete for attention. Application must be structured more explicitly, with clear instructions and opportunities for practice in breakout rooms. Gauging and celebrating might include virtual games, polls, or collaborative documents that showcase learning. Extending learning requires robust follow-up strategies to maintain momentum after participants log off. Despite the challenges, virtual learning environments offer unique opportunities for connection and engagement when designed thoughtfully, using the principles of the Brilliance Learning System. With attention to interactivity, emotional connection, and technological advantages, virtual classrooms can become spaces where brilliance emerges just as powerfully as in physical settings. Understanding how the brain processes and retains information provides crucial insights for effective teaching. Halsey incorporates neuroscience principles throughout her approach, recognizing that learning physically changes the brain by creating and strengthening neural connections. One key concept comes from Daniel Coyle's book, The Talent Code, which explains that myelin, an insulating coating around neural connections, increases through deep practice. Dr. R. Douglas Field's research shows that myelin only wraps one way and doesn't unwrap, meaning behaviors practiced for long periods become extremely resistant to change. This has profound implications for teaching. To change existing beliefs and practices, we must help learners create new, stronger neural connections through clear targets, belief shifts, and extensive practice. The brain works like a heat-seeking missile. When teachers clearly state what they'll teach, learners can focus despite distractions. By declaring objectives, "I'm going to teach you three keys to leadership," teachers issue a challenge to the brain that helps learners filter out irrelevant information and concentrate on the target. This focused attention is essential for creating new neural pathways. Repetition strengthens these pathways. As Dr. John Medina notes, repeat to remember and remember to repeat is key to moving knowledge from short-term to long-term memory. The engage model incorporates multiple opportunities for repetition through varied activities, explaining concepts to others, applying ideas in different scenarios, and reviewing key points through games or assessments. Each repetition adds another layer of myelin to cement learning deep within the brain. Emotional connection also enhances learning. When content triggers emotional responses, whether through personal stories, challenging questions, or meaningful connections to values, the brain flags that information as important and worthy of retention. The Generate Meaning step specifically leverages this principle by helping learners connect new information to personally meaningful goals and values. The brain craves novelty, which is why the Engage model incorporates varied activities, surprising elements, and changes in pace and approach. This novelty keeps learners alert and engaged, preventing the mental disengagement that occurs when the brain determines that nothing new or important is happening. Finally, the brain learns best through concrete experiences rather than abstract concepts. When learners physically engage with ideas through role plays, simulations, or hands-on activities, they create stronger, multisensory neural connections that enhance retention and application. This explains why the apply to real-world step is so crucial for lasting learning. By designing learning experiences that align with how the brain naturally processes and retains information, the Brilliance Learning System creates optimal conditions for new neural pathways to form and strengthen, leading to lasting behavior change and skill development. As educators, we hold the power to transform lives through our belief in others' brilliance. This isn't hyperbole. It's the reality of what happens when we truly engage with learners in ways that unleash their potential. The story of Enrique powerfully illustrates this impact. A struggling student whose parents considered sending him to Mexico when traditional education methods failed. After learning about multiple learning styles, his father implemented kinesthetic approaches, having Enrique jump on a mini trampoline while practicing spelling, clap out math problems, and walk while reviewing science notes. These strategies transformed the boy's academic experience, allowing him to succeed and remain with his family. This transformation represents the ultimate purpose of the Brilliance Learning System, not just conveying information, but changing lives through the power of learning. As Robert Frost said, teachers are awakeners, and we never know which lesson will trigger an epiphany that propels change. Our ability to build communities of spirited, capable learners can spark transformation that affects teams, organizations, or even nations. The ripple effect of our teaching extends far beyond what we can see. When we help someone master a new skill or shift a limiting belief, that change influences how they interact with others, approach challenges, and contribute to their communities. A manager who learns effective coaching techniques doesn't just become a better leader, they potentially transform the work experience and career trajectories of everyone on their team. A teacher who helps a student discover their unique learning style might change not just that student's academic performance, but their entire self-concept and life path. This perspective infuses teaching with profound purpose and responsibility. We're not just conveying information, we're participating in the ongoing human project of growth, development, and positive change. Each learning experience we facilitate represents an opportunity to contribute to this larger purpose by helping others access and express their inherent brilliance. The legacy we create as teachers isn't measured in content delivered, but in lives transformed. When we approach each learning opportunity with this awareness, teaching as though each life we touch could be the one to end world hunger or bring about world peace, we tap into the true power of the Brilliance Learning System. These teachable moments become our brightest achievements, our legacy that truly makes a difference in the world.